Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For multiple bonus shows per week and access to our full podcast archive featuring in-depth interviews, movie commentaries and live shows, please check out the Steel Wars Patreon podcast feed. The Content Club level is just $3 a month and is chock full of Star Wars fun and really helps the ongoing production of the show. All the bonus shows download into your podcast app like any other show. Give a month a try at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Link is in this episode's show notes. And if you do, hit us up for a question for the weekly Patreon Q&A. And now on with the show. I really hope you enjoy it. In the final part of our Star Wars Celebration pre-game show, Molly and Alex Damon of Star Wars Explained and I break down everything going down on the final day of Monday, namely the Phantom Menace 20th anniversary panel. How long will Ahmed Best's standing ovation be? Will there be appearances from Ewan, Natalie, George, or Rick McCullum? None of this is answered on this podcast episode, but we have plenty of fun speculating about it. This is Steel Wars episode 202.4, Star Wars Celebration pregame show, Monday. Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week we talk to someone of interest about it. And we are on day 5 of our Star Wars Celebration form guide, breaking down what might happen on the big panels and some other little gems, some diamonds in the rough, some Kessel Kyber crystals in the Kessel Rough, and Star Wars references. Out. You know, you've seen the films. Work it out yourself. It is... I am sad that, you know, Star Wars Celebration is time for, you know, me and my Star Wars friends and future Star Wars friends to get together and celebrate Star Wars. And I'm already pre-sad that we're onto the final day of our form guide for it. I feel like this is the beginning of the end, guys. I just wish we could stay on to this moment forever, but we've got to do it. What I want to know is, are you guys staying for Monday?
Yep.
Yeah, we leave Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Now, I did see when they released the schedule, you know, the big panel for today is the Phantom Menace 20th anniversary panel. And that could be special for so many reasons. And when that was announced that was going to be on the Monday, you know, some people that had sort of thought, you know, and you know, they've got work commitments and it's, you know, a bit easier to get back on the Sunday night, that most fans I saw, you know, they understood. It's like, well, they made every day a must-go-to day. And then others were sort of a little bit bummed. But I congratulate them for making it worthwhile for those that stayed all 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our schedule now. They could have swapped it for Galaxy's Edge and made it Saturday morning, but it is going to make Monday a special day for sure.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good feel good panel to have on the last day. Like, they've confirmed Ahmed Best,
yeah.
Jar Jar Binks, a dude that's been like sharing himself with Star Wars fans all this year with his Field Notes YouTube series, and you know, discussing how the reaction to Jar Jar Binks, you know, it's horrible, but almost like, you know, brought him to suicide, that he's going to come out. You know, he's confirmed he's going to come out for this panel. And, you know, this to me is my second most anticipated panel, just for to be in that room when he guarantees, I guarantee, and if it's not, I would be forever disappointed in Star Wars fans, gets the biggest standing ovation of Star Wars Celebration history. Con history.
Yeah.
I want this to break standing history. I want this to be the longest stand.
Yeah, I actually do think this, I said episode 9 is the panel I'm most excited about, but I do think this might be the panel I most want to be in the room for, because this is like the kind of energy I want. And I totally agree. Like, everyone needs to be on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a choice between doing my Donald Faison stuff either during the Clone Wars panel or
always
during
this
one.
Always back to
Faison. I was like, no, I have to leave this time open because I really want to be in that room.
Well, you know, imagine you get to the Faison one, you do it on Monday, and he just chides you for not being at the Ahmed Best Standing Ovation panel.
Right, right.
We'll be able to hear it from wherever we are if we weren't there.
I just think it's going to be a magic moment. And especially with, like, it's almost like it, I wish it wasn't this way, but like the reaction to The Last Jedi and like how sort of ferocious it's been and for a lot of people sort of out of whack to how people should react to a film, whether they like it or not, it's cathartic that, I don't know, for like I for some fans to make amends maybe at how wrapped up they maybe got in being disappointed with The Phantom Menace. I'm sure that's in a few people's minds, but I just think it's going to be some just good tonic for Star Wars fandom. And I can't wait. I think this is the perfect panel to close out the final day. I think it's going to be awesome.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So can't wait for that. So Ahmed Best definitely going to be there. I think we've got Captain Panaka Hukoshi. Is he confirmed for it? I think Anthony Daniels is.
I think Hugh Corshi was confirmed.
Yeah. I guess because this is the sort of the printed guide we're looking at. It doesn't have like the updated guests. But what do you think? George Lucas, is he going to be there for it?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I would guess no. Oh, hey, I found the list. It's Ian McDiarmid, Anthony Daniels, Ray Park, Ahmed Best, Doug Cheng, John Knoll, Gene Bolt, and Matthew Wood. But for George, I'm guessing no, since he was there for 2017.
Yeah. I mean, it would be cool, obviously, for him to be there. And I wonder how he would feel getting such ferocious applause for a movie that he got so much crap for so many years.
Yeah, that's why I hope he's there.
Yeah, it would be nice for him to be there, but I don't know. I'm just not expecting it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I'm like, if he's there, yay, I'm thrilled, but I don't want to be disappointed if he's not.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Ah, man, that'd be cool. See, like,
I don't think he'll be there.
I don't either. This is something we could talk about later, but like, if they were going to be talking about maybe the future of Star Wars and like, here's some new stuff that we're announcing, and Ewan were there, then I'd be like, I'd perk up a little more. But I'm guessing that he won't be.
I'm holding out hope, and you know what people want it to roll into is at the end of the panel, hey, if you love that Obi-Wan Kenobi and you like giant televisions in your house, ta-da.
Would they do that like in something that's supposed to be a celebration of the Phantom Menace and then at the end kind of, yeah, I just don't think they would steal its thunder in that way.
Yeah. But how do you close it out though? Like, what's the big thing that you show at the end of the panel? Thanks.
More applause for Ahmed.
I don't know that this one needs a big bang at the end, but I mean, of course I'd be down for an announcement. I just don't think they're gonna. That just seems a little weird to me for some reason.
I think it'll end with just a lot of really emotional, heartfelt words from the people that will be on the panel.
Will some of those heartfelt words come from Natalie Portman?
Oh, man. That would be awesome.
See, I'm just going to say no to all these because I don't want to get my hopes up.
She's another one that I thought of when I heard Sarah Michelle Gellar was coming. She doesn't do, like, I don't think she did a whole lot, like, after the prequels came out as far as conventions and stuff.
Okay, here's how you end the Phantom Menace panel is you have Natalie Portman come out and do that rap she did on SNL.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would love for Natalie Portman to be there. But no one would make my heart flutter more than an appearance from the man, Rick McCullough.
He has to come out and say, this is effing awesome.
I want a dude. I want him saying dude to go for longer than Ahmed Best standing ovation. I just want just a dude. I want him to mention Prague. I want it all. I think everyone, like, I don't know if you guys, this sort of person I am, I'm a little kid. I like have the daydream of like, wouldn't this be awesome to happen at Celebration? And I've been lucky enough that like sometimes these things have happened. If I was to bump into Rick McCullum at a bar and there was some drinking to be had, oh my God, I would pay so much money for a red-faced photo at a bar next to Rick McCullum. Oh my God.
Now I just want to go watch those making of documentaries.
Yeah.
Oh, McCullum, he's captured me. I desperately want him there. I'm so happy for the Phantom Menace panel. I think it's I think that's going to really send people home with a positive buzz, and it's the perfect time for it. Whether you're attending Star Wars Celebration or living vicariously through content at home, do not miss Steel Wars' daily Star Wars Celebration blog pods. Our convention audio diary blog pods are always action-packed, and this Star Wars Celebration will be no different. Tons of special interviews, tons of fellow podcasters, and Steel Wars listeners chatting it up as we make our way around the fun of Star Wars Celebration. It's like you're actually there, but just doing exactly what I want to do. So make sure you're subscribed to the Steel Wars feed, and while you're at it, hit like and subscribe on the Steel Wars YouTube at youtube.com/Steel Wars, as there'll be plenty of visual content also. Cannot wait. This is the bestest of fun. But now, back to the show. And then I guess the other big thing for a lot of people on Monday is 1:30 p.m. on the Galaxy stage, Star Wars Resistance Season 2 sneak peek. Are we getting an episode out of that, you reckon?
hope so.
Yeah, I think we probably will, since they've been doing that with Rebels and stuff, and I'm excited for that, but we are going to be on a panel at 2:15, so I think we're probably going to... We might be there for the start of that panel.
If we get in.
Yeah, if we get in, but then we would have to go probably before they show the next episode, which really bums me out, because I got so into Resistance by the end of the first season. But I'll be patient. I'll be patient. I can wait, and I'll see it when it comes out.
Yeah.
You guys are such good Star Wars fans. Just so even-tempered. And that's the sort of qualities you can pick up at 2:15 on the Fan Stage, an alliance of fandom creating content and communities within Star Wars. Tell us about this one, you guys.
Yeah, we're going to be... I mean, that was a... The title's a pretty good description, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Just going to talk about what it's like to create a Star Wars community online. Hopefully, we mostly talk about the positive aspects.
Yeah, like how we kind of create communities positively and, you know, give people a safe space. To talk about what they love.
Yeah.
Nice. And that is hosted by Tyler Westhouse, who has been on the pod a bunch of times. Emma Fife from Collider's Schmodown, just one of the best. And Bria LaVorgna, I've never actually thought about how to pronounce her surname, who has an awesome Twitter account that I follow and is on StarWars.com. So that sounds like... And another great final day. Sort of... it fits the theme of what to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Once you get home and want to keep celebrating Star Wars without the help of planes and laminated passes around your neck. But any other highlights from... Monday?
See, maybe the closing.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ceremonies? Like, one of the panels I was just wishing they would do is like a what's to come, even if it's little, just a little information, but I think they're probably saving stuff like that for D23 this year.
Yeah.
Is D23 in Anaheim?
Yes.
Awesome. Then I will go and find out what I just want an update on what Mary Poppins' table is up to. Sorry.
Thank you.
I have to bring that up every time. D23, they've talked about that table for so long, it drove me insane. I was very tired. But, yeah.
Monday night, I think we'll spend trying to eat as much good Chicago deep dish pizza as we can possibly fit into our stomachs before Excellent. We leave.
Yeah.
But it does feel weird that it looks like we're going to leave Star Wars Celebration, the biggest, you know, Star Wars sort of news bundle and you know, to see new content, previews of it. One could assume we're going to leave without any further knowledge about the Rian Johnson trilogy or the Benioff and Weiss series. It's... You know, like I remember I know they had one in Anaheim and I got to attend the one in London, the Future Filmmakers panel where they, you know, they talked about, you know, Solo way back when, and yeah, it just, I just want some info about this Rian Johnson trilogy, you guys.
Yeah. And
just anything.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of like where they could maybe fit it in somewhere, but I don't know.
I have found getting your hopes up for closing ceremonies. That is a foolhardy hope, you guys, because I think I've been to two and walked away going, really? What? Huh?
Thanks for coming. Thanks for all your money. Bye.
Yeah. I had a good time watching it last time in Chicago, just from the celebration stage. Not the celebration stage, the Star Wars show stage. Like, we sort of just sat, like, in a group, sort of away from it a little bit so we could talk and take in what was going on. And that was, I'm getting sad about saying goodbye to people already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember after 2017 being, like, straight up depressed.
There's always, like, a post-con depression that we go through.
Just had so much fun hanging out with so many people that we don't get to see otherwise. And we like, shook your hand briefly. We didn't even really get to meet in 2017. So this is going to be a whole new thing. I'm going to be so sad to leave you.
Oh, Alex is doing his puppy dog face, I bet. And just the, like, I know, like, it's just such a weird weekend of every time you, like, you walk 10 meters and you bump into someone and, like, it's such, like, it's like you get addicted to the, like, the positive vibe sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's, I don't know. I just have so much fun bumping into people. I'm sure you guys are the same. Like, you know, like, it's more likely that someone listening to this knows what I look like than what they look like. So just come up and say, hey, because I want to meet everyone. And, like, it's the funnest thing, like, to meet, like, Star Wars fans from all over. I used to go to conventions in Australia and know not one person. And just sit by myself and had a great time. But I didn't realize how fun it was to know a bunch of people until I did. And now it's amazing. So, yeah, come say hey. And I'm going to be recording podcasts all through the day. I sort of record as I go and edit them into, like, a blog pod, I call them. So, you know, like, if people, I bump into people, I normally, like, talk to them on the podcast. So, yeah, come say hey. This is the worst thing to do, is to tweet, like, the week later. Oh, I saw you at Celebration. I wanted to come over, but, yeah, I didn't. It's like...
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories from 2017 was... So, one of the people that Molly is playing, Andrew Blanchard from Rooster Teeth, he is a friend of ours, and in 2017, he said that he saw Gary Fisher on the floor, but didn't want to go pet him because he didn't want to bother him.
Didn't want to bother him.
It was like, he's literally a dog. But he was like, he looked busy.
Oh, actually, there is one panel I wanted to give a shout out to, and I'm just going to look it up. I am sorry. I hope people stick with us. Wait, there I am. Just because they had a bit of a hard time with some people just react negatively towards this slice of fandom. But on Sunday, April 14th, 4:15 on the Star Wars University stage, there's Romance. Those ships also belong in Star Wars. And this one's done by the Lords of the Sith podcast, which is a podcast I just found out about. And they are some really good conversation, Star Wars conversation on that one. I listened to one about how Kylo could be redeemed, which is a subject that I'm have great interest in, like how you can make that work. But this one is described, shipping in Star Wars transcends age and gender and is old as the question of whether Leia would end up with Han or Luke. Join Denise and Lee from Lords of the Sith podcast and special guest Monty, formerly of the Star Wars Connection, as we delve into the Perception of Romance by Star Wars Fanbase, and describe some of our experiences in the larger Star Wars fandom, in podcasting, and in the Raylo community. And I don't know, this Raylo thing sort of tends to bring out like some negative like emotions out of people that, I don't know, just let people, if that's what they want to like theorize about, let them do it. So I am definitely going to try swing past that one and give my support. And I'm actually very interested in the phenomena of Raylo as well. So yeah, good on Denise and Lee and Monty for putting that panel on and keeping a stiff upper lip when, I don't know, some people just wanted to ruin that fun. So check out that one, guys, if you're free. Well, you guys, as I said, this is the beginning of the end. Ending our form guide on Star Wars Celebration. It signals that the event is coming to a close before it had even started. I am devastated. And I guess that's a good thing to ponder when just make the most out of your 5 days, or how many days you're going, or even if you are at home watching on the live stream, you know, watch on the live stream live and join in on Twitter feed. I did that for Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, and I couldn't believe, I was thrilled to get 3 days of Star Wars television on my I thought it was amazing that I could just watch these things happen on my smart TV. So make the most of it, and don't come home or don't spend the weekend leading to regrets. Chill if you don't get into the right thing or you don't get that collectible. And, you know, it's about just, you might come home with a new best friend. I, like, if I don't come home from a con with new friends, it's, and if I don't get that Darth Maul 6-inch, like, I'll be pretty dark. I'll trade that for 5 new friends. 6. 20 new friends I will trade for that that thing. But Molly and Alex, I hope the belt, the Schmodown belt, does stay in the family. And I'm not going to say who I hope gets to wear at home.
I know who you hope. You don't have to say.
Good. Well, I don't have to let it be known that I'm siding with Molly on that one. So that's that's great, because that's fine. For the last time, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your night on a different time zone to do this. I'm very thankful, and hopefully the listeners had as much fun as I did talking to you guys. Let the good people know where they can have Star Wars explained to them on the internet.
Our YouTube channel is just called Star Wars Explained, and we're on Twitter at Star Wars Explain. Instagram is Star Wars Explained. We're on Patreon, Facebook, and all those things.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook group. I'm on Twitter at Molly Damon. And like you said earlier, if you see us, if you recognize us, and we're just kind of walking around, come say hi.
I'm going to have a fanny pack full of buttons and stickers.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have some swag.
And I'm bad about giving it out. So if you don't get anything, be like, I want a button.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a button. And I'll apologize for not giving you one by default.
Yeah. And we'll have a camera guy with us that is going to help us vlog, hopefully, as much as possible. So you might show up in that.
Excellent. Now, when is the Schmodown semifinal thing at Celebration?
Friday at 2:15.
Okay. So I would say just give Molly like a 90-minute buffer before that time on Saturday. That's just what I'm going to do. If I see her, I'm not going to go up to her during that time, because I feel like I'm stressed thinking about it. When I played, I had no illusions that I was going to win. So I was like, fine. But Molly, let me just remind you that my happiness for the weekend does rely on you winning this belt from Alex. So please. Well,
if if by chance I don't win and I break your heart, I to make it up to you, I'll get you that football. I will get you that football.
What species is Zam Wessel?
Changeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the species?
That is. There's a more official name as well, but the species given in the movie is changeling.
What's it, what's the more official species?
That's what they would take
Clawdite. Changeling. I think they would take changeling.
Because are there any other species that can that are
in legends?
Oh boy.
All right, well, I'll leave you guys to work out that. And thank you guys so much. I can't wait to see you guys. And I hope you guys have an awesome time. You're such a positive contributioners to the Star Wars community. So you deserve to have a great Star Wars celebration. And I'll see you there, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait to see you too.
And may that force be with you. We're done.
Yay.
Hey, don't sound so happy, buddy. Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed all five of our Star Wars Celebration pre-game shows. And a massive thanks to Molly and Alex Damon of Star Wars Explained for hanging out with us and talking about all the things we're looking forward to next week. And one of the things I'm very much looking forward to, if you can't tell, is hanging out with my friends Molly and Alex. So that will be really cool. And so many other people. So many other people. I can't wait. And I also can't wait to meet tons of new friends. Now, if you're going to Star Wars Celebration, I hope you have the best time. Try not to get too worked up about the things you may have missed or were sold out or were full, and focus on the things that you do get to do, which I'm sure will be amazing. And try not to leave yourself wishing that you'd done something. If you see someone across the hall that you want to say hey to that you know from online, go say hey. If there's a little panel that looks pretty interesting to you, go check it out. Milk this Star Wars celebration for all it's worth, because it's the only one we're going to get for a couple of years, you guys. So let's make it count. And of course, if you do see me and you want to say hey, please do. I will have a bag chock full of stickers, and I'll be more than happy for you to take some of them home, because I don't want to take them home. You know what I'm saying? Help a brother out. Come say hello. It'll seem like I have friends and I'll have no excess baggage on the way home. It's a win-win, you guys. I love it. But thanks again for listening to our pre-shows. Make sure you subscribe both on the audio podcast feed, whether you use iTunes or Downcast or Google Play, wherever you are. Make sure you subscribe, because the content is going to be downloading thick and fast. And also, if you are on YouTube, subscribe to youtube.com/Steel Wars, because there will be some video interviews, some panel reactions, and whatever else goes down getting thrown up there. And of course, if you don't already, make sure you're following us on Twitter at Steel Wars, as I will be tweeting my face off during these panels and all through the con, and posting up tons of photos on my Instagram account, which is instagram.com/steelwars. That's STEELE wars. You got to get those three E's in there, guys. But I'm pumped. I cannot wait for all the fun, all the friends, and all the Star Wars news, all the Star Wars experiences we're about to have. And if you are at home, hey, I did Celebration Anaheim watching at home, and the live stream was pretty good. It wasn't like being there, but I definitely felt the magic of Celebration. So don't feel too bad. Make sure you subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Make sure you're watching the live stream, and enjoy it as best you can. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.